Daf Ches Halachas. Shabbos Perek Yedvav Alachavav says the. I'm sorry, Perek Yedvav Alachavav says the Rambam. A moment foolish that finished in the middle of a rachav of a rabbi. If it was not mechuvah connected the unches of the rachav, it's considered sasim, and you don't need the side of the rachav anything. But if it's finished to the side of the rachav, it's asa. And if it was a private person, even to the middle, it's asa. Sometimes it builds on one side and it finishes on the other side of the rachav. Says the rabbi that's restored. There's many if the dwellers in the rachav and the bnei rachav made an erev, or the bnei chutz of the rachav, that everybody's mutter. Whereas the middle on the side, because the lach is like a sheshes, it says the erev makes one of them. One min, and mechitzas over here helps for over there. Says the Shulchan Aruch Hashem Shin Samachay Siv Gimel. A mother that's open fully to a chutz, and the chutz broke open from the other side to Shusharami. They didn't make an air. The bnei chutz didn't make an air of the bnei mavi. The chutz is muta, even if it's nifitz connected to the mavi, even if it's baku berabim, as long as it shouldn't be more than 10 tvachim, 10 amos. But a mavi is also even if it's not connected to the chutz, since they didn't make an air of the mavi, the chutz with the mavi, they asram. For instance, the walls of the mavi went into the chutz in a place where there's no gifuf and there's nish in the chutz, so it looks like it stands in the mavi. But if it's near him, then it counts as a lechem, it's muta. Even if the chutzah made an erev with the bnei mavi, the pitcher mavi to the chutzah is not inside the chutzah, and the pratzah chutzah to the other side is not mechovah connected to the mavi, and the chutzah is a ram, then the mavi will also be muta. But if they didn't make an erev, or even if they made an erev, but the pitcher chutzah to the mavi from the side, or even in the middle of the chutzah, the pitcher chutzah is from the other side connected, or even if it's not connected, but the chutzah is of a private person, it's also. And if it's open to the rachva, less than 2 sasayim, 100 by 50, or more than 2 sasayim, it's hukal adir, then it's a din kill nifas a chatzah. If it's more than sasayim, it's not hukal adir, then it's kill nifas takamas, and it needs a tikkun. The Rambam Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Hey. Remember that one side goes to the sea, and one side goes to the garbage of a public, you don't need anything. As for Shabbos doesn't get cleaned up, when Achish, maybe the ocean will bring up sirpun. Arachayim Sim Shin Samachim Sif Chavtes. Remember that one side ends to the sea, and one side ends to the garbage dump of a public, you don't need anything, because a public garbage dump you're not going to clean up. When I chush, maybe the sea will bring up sit, meaning dry land like the water, and it will become roidazir. And the Ramos Hassan argued and hold that Rechosh, maybe it will bring up sit, and that's not considered a mechitza. Says the Rambam, Shara Obisat Tuma Perik Chaf, Halacha Gimel. There are places that even though there is Shasiach L'Shabbos, it's a Shasram and Tum, and these are the Shvilin, a path that's fulfilled to Shechem, Boris, and Gitas, the presses, or cisterns, or pits where they keep water, or valleys, which comes together in the summertime. And a basilki, which is a palace that the kings, that has a very wide building, that they used to, riders used to stay there, and there's many entrances to Shusram, and Aporim, which is a big binyan, it has 2 psachim, one towards the other, and a chutz of the rabbin go in through this door and go out through the other door, so to mevoyis, they go into the sea or into the river, even though they're fenced on either side, and people climb up on them, and the bimusayim and chutzayis, bathhouses and stadiums of the Shusram Matuma, and so to any Azor is the Shusram Matuma. The Rambam Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud Ches says, the Mova is broken open fully to the Chatzah, and the Chatzah is broken open connected to Shusram, that's also because it's Mova and foolish. The Chatzah is Mutter because the Chatzah is Shuram Bekwa, and the Chatzah is Yitzvazu, is a Shusayach Gemur. Says the Shechlar Harchaim, Semen Shen Samachay Sif Gimel. We already said it, so we'll skip it. Dav Chesam Abayz. We're up to the Rambam Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Yud Ches says a mover that has paths on this side and paths on the other side, that it's foolish to Shusram, even though they're not mechuvah one connected to the other. Everyone is considered mover foolish. How do you machshir to make it so special to every one of the rope paths that's on one side and a big pesach gadol, and every you make their paths on the other side the lechi or a kair. To the other side, like a car is enough. Arachayim Sim Shin Samad Al Tziv Hey, a mob that's made like a salamander, which is a big mob that has many small alleyways open to it, and the other side are open to Shusram. Even the small ones are from here are not mechoven, they're not mechoven to the other one. He makes each one in a place where it's open to the mob of God, to a Pesach. And the other side that's open to Shusram, like a car. The mob of God, if it's foolish, he makes to a Pesach on one side, and from the other side, like a car. If it's sus, he makes a lech a at the top. Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Chaf says, a mover that one side is longer and one side is shorter, he puts the kair connected to the shorter side. If you put the lechi half of the mover, from the half of the mover inwards, that's inside from the lechi, you're allowed to be and the other side, which is outside the lechi, you're not allowed to be metatl. Arachayim Sim Shin Samach Gimel Sif Lamed says, a mover that one side is longer and one side is shorter, even though the long side is not more on the short side, Dal Namas, doesn't put a kair only connected to the kotzer. But if he wants, he can make a tzudus pesach balachsen. In the mover, you can carry, you put a kair balachsen, which damage kotzer connected to the kotzer, and the orach connected to the orach. Either whatever side you can carry that way. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph says you allowed them to talk to them over that's underneath the Koira or underneath the Chayan. When do we say this? When they were close to Shusram, but if it was some of the Kamas, it's also to talk to the Koira Ben Chayan. Tilak Selechi or another Lechi to be Mata Techa Pesach, because it's Matzamin Asmina Venir. Says the Raiva, it's a mistake. Under the curry, you're always allowed to carry, but between the chiyayim, rova argues because it's pesukah shusrami as his mutter, and he passes like rova, and there's some who pass like a bai, the ben chiyayim is also. Says the shechnach rachayim simon shin samachay sidalad, you're allowed to be mishtamish under the curry, connect the lechi dafke when it's open to shusram, but if it's open to kamas also, whether it's underneath the curry or between the lechi, because it's from start to the kamas next to it, and it's mean of near paskins like the Rambam, not like the Raivin. Shabbos Perek Yitzhak Lachal Gimel says the Rambam Koira that he spread on it machzelis, it's bottle, because it's not nicker. Therefore, if machzelis was taken off the ground 3 tefachim or more, it's not a mechitza. If you stuck in 2 pegs on the 2 walls at the moment from the outside and put on them a Koira, it didn't do anything because the Koira, there has to be a Koira on top of the mover, not next to it. Last halacha, Rechayim Sin Shum Samach Gimel Sifidal says, there's another heksha for a mover that's open from the 4th side with a koira that he puts on top of the mover. He needs to put it on the walls of the mover, but if he's stuck in 2 pegs next to the mover on the outside, even close to it, and put it on them, it's possible because it has to be within the mover. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Ches.